if, you know, you don't do it now, life's gonna do it to you. Let me say that again. If you don't do it now, if you don't make the changes now, life will do it to you. All right, guys, I'm gonna go on a little rant right now. I just finished the gym, but I've had a lot of friends, and I'm pretty sure maybe you or about 99.99999% of the world ask this question at one point in their lives or another. And the question is, how can I lose weight? How can I get rid of my unwanted fat? How can I look like any celebrity out there? What's the magic pill? What's the magic diet? What's the magic cleanse? And I'm here to tell you, there's none. So, I don't want to say it's difficult. I want to say it's simple, yet it takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of having to have self-control. It takes a lot of wanting to change and be better. Something that's really interesting that I've really been meditating or have had in my mind these past couple months since I've been working out is, if you don't make the necessary changes to be healthier, to, you know, give your body what it needs on a daily basis, if you think that being healthy or, you know, staying on a healthy nutrition is expensive, whether or not, whatever the excuse, if you know, you don't do it now, life's gonna do it to you. Let me say that again. If you don't do it now, if you don't make the changes now, life will do it to you. So, there's a lot of people that suffer out there and that can't make or won't make or don't want to make the changes just because they think it's hard. And I understand. I grew up, I was that little kid who was the fat one at the playground. I was the chubbiest one in my family growing up, my teen years. And yeah, we can say, you know, puberty hit, and yeah, I hit a growth spurt or whatever, but it actually took me a lot to lose weight. It took me a lot of effort. It took me change. And I know, and I can say that I know how people feel when they say, you know, it's tough, you know, I can't do it, or like the sadness or depression hits. I know, because I've been there. And which is why I can express and tell you guys that it's not that hard if you truly love yourself, if you truly come to understand that if you don't do it, you know, it's gonna happen to you. So I have a couple of tips for you on how to do it. The main thing to start off, I tell people, don't overwhelm yourself. Don't go crazy. Don't go from one night, you know, eating all your sugars, sweets, and all your processed food to the next wanting to eat like Mr. Olympia. It's not gonna happen. It's not sustainable, and you're gonna end up maybe getting worse than what you were before. So, my first advice is drink a gallon of water a day. Every day you drink 1 gallon of water, and what that does is help flush out all the toxins in your body so that your body can fully function and your metabolism can do the work on using your calories for energy. You know, a lot of people, you know, they don't understand that your body, like the body is such an amazing thing, and it'll work for you if you give it what it needs. You know, the metabolism burns fat, you know, or it burns muscle as well if you're not doing it correctly, but the body is amazing and we don't take enough advantage of it. So drink a gallon of water a day. That's step number one. Step number two, slowly but surely start getting rid of all your sugars. Meaning, if you love Coke, you know, if you love Coke, if you love your Sour Patches, if you love your Oreos, you know, start cutting down little by little. If you love Coke, for example, go to Coke Diet or Coke Zero, and then little by little you move on to Powerade, and then you move on to Crystal Light, and then until water doesn't bother you, you know what I mean? Just little by little start cutting off the toxins from your lifestyle. And then your body, again, will do what it needs to do to improve and to, you know, get rid of the unwanted fat. Three, and this one may surprise you, lift weights. Lift weights. This is an error that I made early on in my working out, you know, journey. And it's It's interesting to see that all of society, and I'm guilty of it, think that, or was guilty of it, think that just doing cardio will get you a awesome physique. It's simply not true. You do not want to be skinny fat. There's a difference between being lean, being toned, and being skinny fat. So don't just stick to cardio. I'm not anti-cardio. Depending on your goals, whether or not you run and do your thing, but lift weights and lift heavy, especially you girls. Lift heavy. What we want to do when it comes to lifting weights, it's not necessarily gaining the muscle. It's not necessarily looking super cool and all that. It all comes down to your health. Your health and your longevity of your life and how you can really continue to do it throughout the years, something interesting that Mike O'Hearn said was that when you're lifting weights, you're not doing it to pack on muscle. You're doing it to really create a better bone density and to really get that strong and get those all really good so that you can do it for a long period of time and stay healthy. It's all about the bone density, which is why I say girls, lift heavy. You're not gonna look all swole. You're not gonna look like Michael Kern, or you're not gonna look like the Hulk if you're lifting weights. I promise it takes years to build muscle like that, and it takes a lot of science and a lot of effort. Believe me, I've tried to put on a lot of muscle, and you're not gonna look like that in a month or in a year. I promise. What it does is it tones you and you look a lot better. You're not gonna look skinny fat. Okay, so drink water, start cutting off sugars little by little and all processed foods, and lift heavy. Yes, put your cardio in there once in a while. You know, it's good for the heart. It keeps your heart strong and it keeps it, you know, very well. But guys, it's time to stop making excuses. I feel like a lot of people just make any excuse they can to enter that zone of, you know, being uncomfortable. And any change for better, you're gonna have to be uncomfortable. I promise. And, you know, like, you can do your juice cleanses, you can go and try and look for a magic pill and things like that. But just come to understand that the body is a lot smarter than what we think it is. And it can do the job if we fuel it the right things. It's not about, you know, all those ads and spending millions of dollars at GNC. It's not real. I promise, guys. I've been in this, and I've been around guys that have been in this for a long, long time. I'm speaking by experience. And you just gotta come to understand that it's a lot simpler than you think. Don't overwhelm yourself. Stick to a diet or nutrition that's gonna last. That's what's important. What is gonna make you become the you that you dream of? The you that you want, you know, the you that you need. Think about your future. Think about, you know, your future kids. Coming to an age where, you know, they want to play but you can't because, oh my gosh, I just can't. I'm just unhealthy. It's not right. And you got to do it now. You got to make the decision now, because if you don't, life will do it to you. And when you're sitting there and you're looking at your kids running but you can't because you have a bad heart, or because, you know, you just get tired too hella fast, that's when life hits you. And that's when you say, ah, shit, I should have done it. But time passes by. The time's gonna pass by whether or not you're gonna do it or not. But it's up to you. No one else. No one else. So get off your ass and go to the gym. Live a better lifestyle. Be happy doing it. Love the journey. Fall in love with the journey. Because that's what it's all about. It's not gonna happen night to day. It's not gonna happen. It's not real. Don't look for that magic pill. Don't look for that magic diet and nutrition. And I promise, if you guys stick with it, you guys will become champions of your own life and live longer. All right. So, guys, this is something new that I just thought of. It's called Car Talk. with Acosta Gaines. So I'm excited about this. Hopefully this picks on, picks up. So comment anything or DM me anything down low of what you think about this video. Hopefully it helps you out. Share it with anybody that's trying to lose unwanted fat, lose that weight. And don't wait till New Year's. Don't do it. Start today. Start today. Promise, guys. There's like, if we do the math right, there's like 100 meals left in all of 2019. But if you say, I'm gonna start till 2020, that's 100 meals that you've missed out that your body's gonna need to recover from. So guys, start today, start now, stay healthy, stay fit. I'm here to answer any questions. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at AcostaGNZ. And subscribe to this channel. Guys, much love. Happy Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. Much love. Take care. Acosta Gaines out. Woo!